Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. We are deep in the throes of Walmart Shareholders Week, and I would encourage you to follow the online reporting of Kim Souza, who's been on location at all the right meetings and events this week. You can, of course, find her coverage at nwabusinessjournal.com. Coming up on our program today, a seven-figure donation to Northwest Arkansas Community College with a focus on healthcare. And later on the program, we'll play a portion of our recent roundtable discussion here at KUAF with a focus on technology. That's all ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Washington Regional Medical System in Fayetteville has donated $1 million to Northwest Arkansas Community College. The money will support the Bentonville College's health professions and nurse training programs. It will also support the $12 million fundraising campaign that's backing the two-year college's new Washington County building that's now under construction next to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. NWAC Foundation Executive Director Annetta Tyree said the Washington Regional gift puts the capital campaign at $5.6 million in cash and pledges raised. Construction of the Springdale building should be finished in time to open for students in January 2020. We reported that story online earlier this week, and you can read more details at nwabusinessjournal.com. Blockchain, data privacy, recruiting and retaining a skilled workforce. Those are all relevant topics in the world of technology, and they were all discussed recently in a roundtable discussion I moderated here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. Our participants included Rogers attorney Meredith Lowry with Wright Lindsay Jennings, Joe Earhart, the founder and CEO of Springdale firm 3E Software, and Brad Gerard, a senior director of engineering and technology at J.B. Hunt in Lowell. We started things off on the topic of blockchain. Specifically, some legislation coming from the state capitol dealing with blockchain and smart contracts. Here's Meredith Lowry to get us started.
So blockchain is a distributed ledger that is authenticated across multiple networks. And for our purposes in smart contracts, it's allowing retailers or logistic companies to transport goods and have those smart contracts be a part of the process.
Right, so it's record keeping. I mean, that's what at the core of what blockchain is, your record keeping. All right, so Governor Hutchins said if that bill was passed by the legislature, he would sign it. It was passed. Where are we now with it, and why is that important for businesses that it is signed?
I'm not sure if it's gone into effect yet, but it will soon. It's going to be one of those things making Arkansas more friendly for smart contract use. And that was the goal of the people that proposed the bill, to be able to make Arkansas more blockchain friendly. There's a lot of other uses for blockchain in our area of the world. And so this was one of the first steps to making those become reality for Arkansas.
All right. A lot of other uses. Anybody else want to weigh in on blockchain technology with financial technology services or transportation logistics? Either you guys want to weigh in there?
Yeah, so I mean, I would just say, you know, I view it, to sum it up, is just one version of the truth in supply chain management.
Yes.
And that's what everybody's looking for. J.B. Hunt has a piece of that supply chain, but there's a lot that happens before it gets on one of our trucks. And so being able to make that visible to our customers is something that I think they're wanting blockchain to enable. And I think it will, but we need more people using it in order to do so.
Right. Maybe more people using it and have a grasp of how best to use it and how to
That's
use
right.
the application. Yeah.
That's been a big thing with all of my practice, was that version of the truth and having that work into intellectual property and rights management, too. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In blockchain, you know, everybody thinks about it financially because of Bitcoin. Things like that. But the biggest challenge for community banks and banks in general with blockchain is just the word we used before was just distributed. Most people don't want their finances or records distributed to multiple people, even though everybody wants one version of the truth. So there is definitely practical uses of blockchain. I think financial technology outside of like a Bitcoin or something like that, other people are trying, there's still a lot to be discovered of how. Like, what does it make sense? How do you keep it secure? Security is always top of mind, especially if you let other people outside of the trusted bank hold data.
Right. So I think that's why we're seeing a lot of blockchain conferences just popping up here. The U of A sponsors blockchain conferences. They have a blockchain, dedicated blockchain person they've hired with us just in the past year now to come onto campus. Brad, I want to go back to, you know, we've reported on J.B. Hunt 360, the technology platform. Just give us an overview of that system, you know, in kind of, you know, broad terms, and how that's improving the business, which is transportation and logistics. How does that how does that make you better?
Yeah, and so I mentioned it, you know, in my intro that, you know, we're bringing our shippers and our carriers together through one platform. And, you know, something that the smaller carriers or shippers don't have are those things that your larger supply chain management transportation providers have. And so it's a way for us to push that out to them. And then you think about what drivers are concerned about, and our Carrier 360 is our focused towards our small carriers in the J.B. Hunt 360 platform. Those drivers want to be driving and making money. They don't want to have to worry about what that next load is. And so if we can recognize based on their location, what their preferences are on a next load, where they want to be at that next load, then that's a win for them, and it gets them in and out of those shippers.
What are you finding has been the feedback that you're getting from your drivers when you start to introduce new technology and put in front of them with guys and girls who maybe aren't used to a lot of change? Just get them on the road and let us drive.
That's a great question. And I mean, it's an exciting time to be in transportation right now, because I would say we were primed for technology. You see a lot of startups breaking out, and you know, they're all over, but what they don't have is the experience that J.B. Hunt has. And but you're spot on with you know, getting that into the hands of the drivers, and you have all spectrums that are out there. But it's back to, you know, we're in a do-it-yourself kind of world now. There's an app for everything, and that's what our Carrier 360 app does. It's easy for the drivers to use. And we think it's a real game changer.
Right. You mentioned do-it-yourself. That includes, you know, final mile delivery, something you guys have invested in
right.
even recently.
Right. And so that's all part of our Carrier 360 as well. And so, you know, where it was focused on those our brokerage carrier relationships, we also provide that to our intermodal dray carriers as well, and then down to the final mile carrier. They can do all their day-to-day activities inside that Carrier 360 mobile app.
Right. And that's just a portion of our roundtable technology discussion with Meredith Lowry, Joe Earhart, and Brad Girard. We'll have more from the conversation on Sunday's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report on the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large, beginning at 9 a.m. We appreciate you tuning in today. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.